Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. Let's look ahead to a massive weekend of boxing. Of course, Stephen Smith out to get a world title belt and also trying to line himself up for another world title shot is St. Helens' Martin Murray. Morning to you, Martin.
Morning.
Now, I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and of course, back then, Arthur Abraham was the only thing in your head. You got quite angry about all this. You vented your anger on social media because Abraham pulled out. How did you feel at the time when all of a sudden you heard it wasn't going to be you and him?
Well, to be honest, when it first got announced, I wasn't bothered because I thought, well, you know, it's me and him for a final eliminator. I'm going to fight him again. So, you know, this is just like a bonus fight, really. So fight him and then I can still fight Abraham, who I've got his unfinished business with. And, you know, like I said, I've told people, I thought on the first one, you know, I want to go and do it more convincingly and, you know, and get the decision in a different country. So, you know, like I said, I wasn't bothered, but then when they announced that he was fighting someone else, you know, I was obviously quite angry about it because it always seems to be me, you know what I mean? It always seems to be me who gets that off, and I have my fans down, you know, Sturm, Martinez, Abraham, you know, and then obviously they do me out of the second fight. And because I don't say anything about it, because I'm just obviously just crack on and I just do my own thing and just carry on with my job and my boxing. Everyone thinks that it's all right and it's not. You know what I mean? I'm fed up of it. So a little bit angry, a little bit disappointed. But you know, I've got a tougher fight now, fighting Chudinov. So I've got to focus on that. You know what I mean? I know if I get a good win, you know, but I know we'll sit back in the mix and I can focus on getting a title shot elsewhere.
Well, I have to say, when they normally name a replacement, you don't expect it to be as strong. But Dmitry Chudinov has stepped straight in there and you really have got a task on your hands, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. He's young, he's tough, he's strong, he's ambitious, and he just keeps coming all day. So, you know, I think kind of watching Arthur Abraham's, you know, quite boring. You watch his fight, it all seems to be one-way traffic, and then he seems to have a little burst of 10 seconds and he wins a round. And that just seems to be the process of all his fights, whereas like, I've got Chudinov now, where he's just going to come and have it, you know, all night with me. And I obviously like a fight as well, so, you know, I think it's going to be an absolute humdinger, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And this is one I need these fights now to keep me motivated. So having them fights in between where you go and do them in two, three rounds, they're no good. That's where I went wrong when I fought Groves. I took the fight beforehand, you know, carried on training straight through, peaked 4 weeks before the fight. So them type of fights are no good, you know. So I was happy when Chudinov steps up. And, you know, I've got a real fight on my hands, which is, like I said, it's what I want.
Yeah, promises to be a real spectacle. And this one's an eliminator as well, is that right?
Well, so be said. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be down as an eliminator. Eliminator for what? I don't know. Most probably WBA. But it won't be a final eliminator. But, you know, the thing is, it puts me back in the mix. Do you know what I mean? Against a good fighter. He's high ranked at middleweight. He's been fighting his last few fights at light heavyweight. So I don't know what the crack is there. But, you know, he's a good fighter, and it's a good win for me, so he gets me straight back in the mix. So I'm just focused on going in there, doing a job on Saturday, and then, you know, putting this year to bed and starting 2017 fresh and focused.
Yeah, putting a certain bit of this year, and of course that's the George Groves fight. We won't go over it again, but you're in a lot better physical and mental state for this fight. All this faffing around, though, with the opponent, has that in any way affected you? Have you just been able to crack on and get your head down?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. You know, when we knew that Abraham wasn't fighting, we didn't stop. We just carried on straight through. Me and Oliver working in the gym. You know, we thought, you think all kinds, don't you? Thinking, is it a stunt? Are they saying this so you take your foot off the gas? So we just cracked on as normal. And, yeah, like I said, thankfully, Chudinov's come in and it's in a meaningful fight. So, you know, the training never stops. We're in the best mental and physical condition I've ever been in. Do you know what I mean? So I'm really looking forward to Saturday, you know, like I said, just putting this year to bed and getting a good win, finishing it on a high.
So it's Monte Carlo. I take it you're jetting down to Monte Carlo. It's only an hour away, isn't it?
Yeah, just an hour, yeah. Like, when I fought there in the past, I've gone there, like, the Monday before the fight and then come on the Monday after, whereas this time, I'm coming in Thursday morning, coming home Sunday morning, you know, just an in-and-out job.
You don't want to hang around in Monte Carlo. No. There's nothing more you want to see.
No, but I've been there a few times, but obviously I've got the kids thinking about school, you know, and things like that. So it's I just want to go in there, put in a good performance, and get the job done.
Is it exactly the same venue as where you had your Golovkin fight?
Yeah, exactly the same one. Yeah, it's a cracking little venue, like, for, you know, it's not the biggest of places, but where it is, it's like quite special, and everybody who gets the tickets, you know, the tickets range from €100 to €800 ringside.
Wow.
Wherever it's one of them venues where wherever you are in the place, you've got a good view. Do you know what I mean? So the people with the cheaper tickets, they're not going to suffer and not be able to see. You know, it's quite a special little venue, and so, you know, everyone who's going to be there, they're going to be in for you know, in for a treat with the boxing and, you know, getting a view of it.
It's good advantage for you to sort of know that environment. Has Stephen Smith, has Swifty sort of asked you about it a little bit?
No, I've not spoken with Swifty about it. Yeah, I'll most probably speak with him, you know, on the weekend when we're over in Monte Carlo. But, you know, Swifty's a true pro. It won't matter to him. He's boxed all over the world as an amateur. He's been to America as, you know, as a pro. And, you know, like you said, I think it's an hour and a half flight. So there won't be much talk about, to be honest with you. He's a true pro, and, you know, nothing like that will phase him.
I wonder whether 2017 will become a significant year, not only for yourself, but the Smith boys as well, all four of them perhaps. If Stephen does the business as we expect this weekend, maybe the other three get a shot. Maybe you get a shot as well. Maybe there'll just be a whole plethora of Merseyside fighters with a world title shot again next year.
Yeah, God, I hope so. And obviously, it's not just about the shots; it's about winning it. Mm. You know what I mean? So I'm, wishing Swifty best of luck on weekend, and then, you know, Liam gets his back. Callum's destined for a world title, and Paul as well. He's still got a great chance. You know, I think it was that Zug, the German, beat that Italian on the weekend. You know, he's just won that WBA regular super middleweight title. Mm. I'm sure Smeg will be after a shot at him because he's not the best, and, you know, he's far better. But it's just a politics of boxing. It's whether we all get that opportunity. But, you know, it won't come through lack of hard work, because, you know, I know I work, and I know them lads do too.
It'd be nice for you to get your fight done, and then Christmas is just ahead of you then, isn't it, Martin? Bit of downtime?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't wait. We're going away with the family over Christmas and New Year, so... So, yeah, I mean, I've timed this camp right, whereas in the past I've just trained for the sake of training, and that's why I've overpeaked, whereas this one I was very, very conscious about overdoing it. So I started 9 weeks out from the fight, and I've just been focused for 9 weeks. I've been really pulling myself through it for these 9 weeks, so after Saturday I can just relax a little bit. You know, I've got loads of stuff planned with my family and friends over Christmas and New Year, and like I said, I can just enjoy that and then start new year, start 2017, you know, fresh and ready to go, and, you know, just hope that next year is going to be my year.
Certainly will. Can't wait to watch you this weekend. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Martin, all the best. This is Radio City Talk.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.